Chapter 10, Frequently Asked Questions About Artificial Intelligence, Part 2. In this chapter, I will answer some additional commonly asked questions about artificial intelligence. Included will be discussions about some of the extraordinary benefits that AI could help bring to the world, such as putting an end to poverty, and maybe even someday achieving world peace. Conversely, I will also address some very serious challenges we could be faced with, such as the weaponization of artificial intelligence and the abuse of AI for the purposes of political propaganda. Also, there is an interesting analysis on which countries are likely to lead the AI development race in the future, as well as an examination of whether countries should establish governmental ministries of artificial intelligence. I hope you find these topics interesting and that you will start following them in more detail as they continue to develop and evolve, as these issues are vitally important for our future. Question number 91. Could artificial intelligence help us to achieve world peace? Of all the applications for which artificial intelligence technologies could be used, perhaps one of the more complicated and important is that of achieving world peace. For the past 30 years, Finnish professor Timo Honkela has been researching artificial intelligence and machine learning, with a focus on the ways in which AI could serve humanity and help us to achieve a more peaceful world. Specifically, he has been working on creating an AI-based peace machine that would be used to bring harmony and understanding in the midst of international conflicts. Recently, Honkela was quoted as saying, "Machines and artificial intelligence can't substitute for human beings, but they can provide knowledge, possibilities, and support for peace processes. Those processes are often about understanding the language, culture, and marginalization." Honkela highlights that a true understanding of language and culture is based on two questions. 1. How can we understand others better? Even when we speak the same language, a single word can have different meanings or connotations in a conversation between two people. For example, think of what a word like justice or fairness means to you. What preconceptions do you bring to language based on your experiences? AI can help us to overcome obstacles in communication by offering recommendations or hints when we say something that could potentially be understood in multiple ways. 2. How can we resolve conflicts that are highly emotional? In many cases, our past emotional experiences can influence the way we might respond to a certain situation. Oftentimes, we are completely unaware of the emotional baggage we bring to our conversations and relationships, making it difficult for us to recognize when we are not communicating appropriately. In these cases, AI tools could offer recommendations on ways to recognize and deal with our emotions, allowing us to respond more effectively. Although Honkela realizes there could never be a perfect AI-powered tool capable of magically resolving all human conflicts, he is still hopeful that his work toward the creation of a peace machine will be a step in the right direction. Question number 92. What is the general public's opinion about artificial intelligence? Recently, I have heard all kinds of comments from the general public in connection with artificial intelligence. Some people are truly afraid, thanks to scary images portrayed by Hollywood. Others are excited to experience the advances available in healthcare through AI technologies. Still others are uninterested and don't seem to understand how quickly and profoundly AI will impact their lives. For the most part, the general public is unaware of the progress in artificial intelligence and corresponding technologies, especially when it comes to the ways in which these tools will change society. That is one reason why I felt compelled to write this book. One recent study conducted in the UK by the Royal Society sought to learn about public perceptions in regard to machine learning. Of those asked, most respondents were at least aware of the term. The study found that the general public's greatest fear in relation to machine learning is having these tools in their homes and cars. Since these are places where most people currently feel a high degree of privacy, it is easy to understand where this apprehension stems from. With advanced AI technologies becoming increasingly present in homes and cars, people are starting to ask questions about what would happen if hackers gained access to these systems, or if governments were able to monitor their private conversations. These kinds of fears will most likely cause some individuals to be resistant to adding AI-based applications to their homes and cars when they are first released. The study also discovered that most of the general public perceives the healthcare industry as having the greatest potential for positive change as a result of advancements in AI technology. Vanity Fair magazine collaborated with the CBS television program 60 Minutes to take a poll on this topic as well. The results showed that 2/3 of those surveyed believe that human intelligence poses a greater threat to humanity than artificial intelligence. Participants in this poll were also asked which decisions they were most likely to delegate to computers first. Of those asked, 33% responded that retirement planning decisions would be the first they would feel comfortable enough to assign to a computer. The Royal Society's report highlighted the importance of creating an environment of careful stewardship to help ensure that the benefits of all these new AI technologies will be experienced broadly in society. As a whole, I believe that this is a sound initiative that should be promoted publicly. Question number 93. Should countries have an artificial intelligence minister? Traditionally, countries have assigned ministers or secretaries to oversee various sectors or industries, such as agriculture, education, or commerce. In the near future, governments will also need to consider the possibility of establishing a position such as a Secretary of Technology, who would be responsible for handling the important issues and challenges related to artificial intelligence and robotics. In fact, some of the most fundamental questions that countries will need to answer include how to ensure that AI is used ethically, and how to guarantee that its benefits will be spread across all layers of society, rather than simply being used within technological companies or only enjoyed by the wealthy. In October of 2017, the United Arab Emirates became the first country in the world to create a position for an artificial intelligence minister, appointing Omar bin Sultan Al Ulama as the Minister of State for Artificial Intelligence. Taking this important step clearly demonstrates that the UAE is being proactive in preparing for the future of AI, and doing so will hopefully serve as an example for other governments to do the same. In February of 2017, Denmark became the first country to designate a technology ambassador, who is based in Silicon Valley. Leading the way in this regard shows that the country is taking initiative and planning realistically for the future. Denmark's foreign minister, Anders Samuelsen, commented on the need for the role, saying, "The tech ambassador will spearhead our efforts to establish a more comprehensive dialogue with a broad range of tech actors, companies, research institutions, countries, cities, authorities, and organizations." Hopefully, other countries will follow the example set by the United Arab Emirates and Denmark in creating a specialized leadership role in technology within the government. This will help other leaders to keep up with the latest technological advances, while also taking on key issues like privacy, ethical use, and public benefits. Question number 94. Can artificial intelligence help to end poverty? Usually, when we read about the benefits of AI in the news, it pertains to the ways that businesses can be improved or become more efficient. However, AI may actually be suitable to take on even greater worldwide challenges, such as poverty. One way that AI can be used to fight poverty comes from a combination of satellite imagery and machine learning technologies. A team of researchers based out of Stanford University is currently using these tools to identify which areas have the highest concentrations of poverty and what kinds of help they might need in sub-Saharan Africa. One indicator of poverty that can be observed through these tools is low night light intensity. Large cities often have abundant light sources, even at night. In contrast, poorer, more rural areas are likely to have lower light intensity, even during evening hours. These artificial intelligence systems can also compare images of lighting quality at night against those taken in daytime to separate out roads, farmland, and other areas to further pinpoint the locations with the highest concentrations of poverty. The basic objective of this research is to create detailed maps of where poverty might be the most severe, which can then be shared publicly to begin to raise awareness and aid for those areas. According to World Bank, an organization that seeks to end extreme poverty by 2030, extreme poverty is characterized as having $1.90 or less per day to live on. The research described above is just one example of the kinds of projects that are being worked on right now, using AI tools to assist those around the world who need help the most and to try to put an end to poverty. Question number 95. Can artificial intelligence help in remote places like sub-Saharan Africa? The next few years will be very exciting times, as startup hubs will continue to expand across the U.S., China, and Europe, where entrepreneurs are developing astonishing AI applications and solutions. Although many of these advancements will most directly affect first-world countries, there are also plenty of applications for less developed nations, like those of sub-Saharan Africa. In the chapter about how AI is changing various industries, we discuss the ways in which agriculture can be transformed due to the capabilities of AI tools. These tools can also help to provide relief to some of the poorer, more remote locales around the world. AI-powered drones will also provide solutions not only for monitoring crops, but also for problems like poaching. Traditionally, it has been difficult to identify where poachers were operating from, but drones will help to make this much easier. There are also some new AI ventures intended to help people in remote locations. One example is a chatbot called Cuddy AI, which allows people to use messaging to send money to friends in faraway places like Nigeria. It can also help users to keep track of their own spending habits and protect them from fraud. Another example is an AI app developed by a Nigerian startup called Agile. This tool allows patients without direct access to quality medical care to input their symptoms through text, audio, or photographs, and then receive a medical diagnosis based on the information provided. These are just a few examples of the ways that AI technologies can provide positive solutions for global problems, including poverty, hunger, and lack of medical care, even in the most remote locations. Question number 96. Which countries are currently winning the race for AI leadership? Currently, the countries with the greatest number of AI startups and the most advanced AI research are the United States and China. For a long time, the U.S. has led the way in artificial intelligence, offering some of the most commonly used AI tools, as it is the home to companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and other tech giants that create, develop, and apply AI resources. However, China is currently making great efforts to take America's place as world leader in AI technologies and has already begun to achieve success in the commercialization of facial recognition tools and other AI resources. According to the Chinese government, by the year 2025, the country's AI industry should be generating more than $59 billion in output annually. Also, the country aspires to be the number one leader in AI technologies by 2030. Considering the amount of effort being put into AI developments by both the public and private sectors, it's highly likely that China will be the world AI leader in 2030 or even sooner. Furthermore, while China has been putting increasingly more of its resources into AI, the U.S. has been cutting back on science funding, giving China an even better opportunity to achieve its goals. One report by Accenture PLC and Frontier Economics estimates that AI tools have the potential to increase China's annual growth rate by 1.6 percentage points by the year 2035 in terms of gross value added. Malcolm Frank, co-author of the book What to Do When Machines Do Everything, posits that India is another country that will take a leadership role in the artificial intelligence revolution, as it hosts numerous large tech companies and offers a dynamic environment for startups. Question number 97. Which other countries are striving to be AI leaders? In addition to the U.S. and China, which are leading the world in AI development and implementation, there are a number of other countries that have begun to invest heavily in AI tools. Canada has introduced several innovative initiatives that will allow AI to be used more effectively in the country. It has also welcomed an influx of talent in the fields of machine learning and artificial intelligence. One reason behind the migration of technology leaders to Canada is the Vector Institute, an organization that seeks to delve deeply into AI applications and produce more deep learning graduates than any other institution in the world. More information on the Vector Institute can be found at their website, vectorinstitute.ai. That's vectorinstitute.ai. Alphabet's DeepMind, formerly run by Google, opened its first international research lab in Edmonton, Canada, where the field of deep learning was first created by Canadian academics Jeffrey Hinton and Joshua Bengio. Facebook has also announced that it will open an AI lab in Montreal, Canada, that will initially employ 10 artificial intelligence researchers. In short, Canada has all of the elements necessary to become an AI superpower. In the education and high technology fields, Finland is also becoming a leader in AI. Prime Minister Juha Sipilä has already spoken about his desire for the country to lead the world in these technologies. As a small, digitized, and innovative country with a vibrant environment for startups, Finland has great potential for global AI leadership. Finland has also been selected by IBM, a world leader in AI, to use Watson, IBM's famous AI tool, to develop personalized healthcare and spark economic growth. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has taken firm action to ensure that his country will be one of the world's leaders in artificial intelligence. Macron has announced that in the next few years, France will invest 1.5 billion euros, about $1.75 billion, of government funds into AI research. Thanks to this announcement, some large American tech companies, such as Microsoft, IBM, and Google, have also revealed plans to invest in France for the development of AI-related projects. Personally, I think this is big news, not only for France, but also for all of Europe, since the European countries are quite far behind the United States and China in terms of AI research and development. Also, it is very likely that several projects concerning the ethical use of AI will be developed in France, which is a pleasant novelty. Many other countries are mimicking the examples of these leading countries in the world of artificial intelligence. As governments and organizations become more interested in the applications of AI, additional countries will likely follow suit. Question number 98. Is artificial intelligence used for political propaganda? In the past, the spread of information prior to an important election was done largely through flyers and posters. Today, this type of information is primarily disseminated in digital form, using advanced technologies to impact voters' opinions on a more personal level. With the enormous amounts of data available from services like Facebook, it is possible to identify specific characteristics of potential voters, such as their hobbies, ethnic origins, and even the emotions they experience under certain circumstances. This type of information can then be used to create customized messages and targeted ads in political campaigns. Two unfortunate examples of this type of manipulation, both achieved through the exploitation of Facebook's massive data supply, were the Brexit referendum of 2016, the vote on whether the United Kingdom should exit the European Union, and the United States presidential election of the same year. In both of these cases, AI algorithms created by the British company Cambridge Analytica were used to take advantage of and influence individual voters. According to former Cambridge Analytica employee Christopher Wiley, who first revealed the company's misconduct, the Brexit outcome would not have occurred had Cambridge Analytica not used its access to Facebook data as a weapon of political propaganda. Both of these scandals were a result of Cambridge Analytica's abuse of its ability to access millions of people's Facebook profiles. In response to these disastrous events, Facebook has announced that it is now committed to limiting the access of its data to third-party companies in an attempt to prevent the spreading of fake news on Facebook for political advertising purposes. This is a clear example of why it is so important for big tech companies like Facebook to become proactive in trying to prevent AI from being misused for nefarious purposes such as political propaganda. It is evident that this kind of abuse of data will never be eliminated entirely, and in the future, AI will continue to be used for the creation and distribution of fake news and other types of propaganda to influence people for political purposes. Clearly, these practices create many ethical and moral concerns, and it will be necessary to implement rules and laws to prevent them. Question number 99. Will artificial intelligence create geopolitical inequality or imbalance? One of the greatest challenges our society is faced with due to the growth of artificial intelligence technologies is the replacement of human workers with automation and robotic tools, as we have explored in other chapters of this book. However, as the issues surrounding AI are discussed, one topic that is not often addressed is the potential for these technologies to bring imbalance between countries. The development of AI technologies is happening at a staggering pace. Most of that large-scale development, however, is concentrated in the United States and Canada, where the eight largest AI companies, Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, IBM, Baidu, Tencent, and Alibaba, have their home offices. Dr. Kai-Fu Lee, president of the Artificial Intelligence Institution and chairman of Cinnovation Ventures, discusses this challenge in a column in the New York Times called "The Real Threat of Artificial Intelligence." Dr. Lee argues that because every nation will need artificial intelligence tools to stay competitive politically and economically, smaller or poorer countries may be forced to negotiate deals with the U.S. and China to obtain the software they need. He also points out that many countries' governments may need to provide some form of universal basic income or subsidies to assist those who have lost their jobs to automation, while also dealing with the loss of income tax funds from those same people. Dr. Lee's observations are insightful and should serve as an encouragement for the technology companies and governments to work together, as large tech companies don't always recognize the impact their tools will bring on a societal or global scale. One potential solution to the global disparities in availability of AI tools would be to offer more open-source AI software, research, and data, meaning accessible to anyone around the world, which would encourage more sustainable and equitable development. Question number 100. Can artificial intelligence be weaponized? Unfortunately, the answer to this question is yes. Consider some of the tools used throughout history. In many cases, they were first created to help people to perform tasks better or faster, but were also adapted later for the purposes of warfare. As AI and robotics continue to develop, military organizations will most likely figure out ways they can be used for their benefit. In August of 2017, Elon Musk, along with 116 CEOs and AI researchers from a collection of 26 countries, came together to sign an open letter asking the United Nations to ban the use of AI weapons. You can view the contents of this letter, as well as the names of those who signed it, at futureoflife.org/autonomous-weapons-open-letter-2017. One important line from this open letter states that, "Once lethal autonomous weapons are developed, they will permit armed conflict to be fought at a scale greater than ever, and at timescales faster than humans can comprehend. Once this Pandora's box is opened, it will be hard to close. We therefore implore the high contracting parties to find a way to protect us all from these dangers." Hopefully, the support garnered by leaders in the field of robotics and AI will encourage others in the industry to follow suit. A similar type of letter, published by Toby Walsh, admonishes countries against starting a military-based AI arms race. This letter has been signed by 3,105 researchers in the AI and robotics industries, along with 17,701 others. You can view the letter and sign it yourself at futureoflife.org/open-letter-autonomous-weapons. Max Tegmark, founder of the Future of Life Institute, warns that we may need to properly prepare for the future by getting advanced AI right the first time. According to Tegmark, with other inventions and discoveries, such as fire, humans had a chance to make mistakes and learn from them, but we don't have that luxury with advanced super AI. In the field of advanced super AI, even small mistakes in planning could lead to big problems in the future. To prevent this from happening, Tegmark urges everyone involved to engage in safety engineering. Key examples of this would be banning the use of lethal autonomous weapons and ensuring that the benefits generated by AI are fairly distributed throughout society. Additionally, if you are interested in following and learning more about these kinds of issues, I encourage you to get involved with the Future of Life Institute, which can be found at futureoflife.org/get-involved. Question number 101. How can you prepare for the era of AI? Have you enjoyed the ideas and insights that you've encountered in the book so far? The last recommendation I would like to offer is simply to make your own AI plan and take action. Think about the ideas that have been presented on the ways that AI will change our future. Which do you personally find to be the most fascinating and relevant for your work or personal life? Pick three key ideas and form a plan to either learn more about them or start to implement them. It is also very important to recognize the major challenges the growth of AI will bring to our lives in the near future and tackle them proactively. Too often, the major news media only covers the benefits that AI will bring about. However, we should all be aware of how AI will change our lives and the challenges that will come along with those changes. Try to imagine a few of the biggest challenges or problems that AI might bring to your own life and think of ways that you can minimize or solve them. Seven of the main challenges we have covered include 1. AI in the job market. 2. AI in loneliness. 3. AI in ethics. 4. AI in political propaganda. 5. AI in geopolitical inequality. 6. AI in fear. And finally, 7. AI and weaponization. I would also encourage you to consider this wise recommendation from Gerard Leonhard. Embrace technology, but don't become it. It is a great thing to learn new ways to implement AI and other kinds of technology in your life or work. But at the same time, it is even more important to work on yourself, focusing on becoming a better, stronger, and healthier human being. It is also important not to go to extremes, like avoiding AI altogether or depending on it too much. As with most things in life, moderation is key. Let artificial intelligence assist you in your life, but don't let it take over or become your life. Don't lose sight of the importance of appreciating the wonders of the human experience. We should never stop trying to learn and grow and improve ourselves. We should also always work hard on those qualities that can enhance the human experience, like social and emotional intelligence, creativity, and overall well-being. Remember that there will be plenty of people you will meet who may need help recognizing the applications and benefits of new technologies. Be willing to share what you know. Last but not least, take action and see how far you can go.